And we're back here from Bobcat Stadium in Bozeman, Montana. Where at the half it is Montana State leading 39-3 over the Hawks. It's been a tough first half, to say the least, for MU against the number two team in the country. Let's take a look at the first half stats. One bright spot has been Julian Hayes. 12 carries for 100 yards. Had that long run in the game as well to give MU at least a little bit of a spark. He's been the only thing that's pretty much worked tonight for Monmouth. Again, 12 carries, 100 yards. Brandon Hill, the starting quarterback, 5 of 15. He's been intercepted twice. He's thrown for 34 yards and been sacked twice. Neil Sterling, 3 catches, 16 yards. A catch apiece for Julian Hayes and for Eric Sumlin. Joe Johnson and Andrew Sutton, along with Tevron Brandon, leading the team in tackles with 4 apiece. Offensively for Monmouth, 5 first downs, 31 total plays for 125 yards. They have been intercepted twice. Those are the 2 turnovers in the game. For Montana State, Sean Johnson leads the way. 4 carries for 105 yards. Had that long run of 90 to really spark up the average that scored. Denarius McGee, 5 carries for 54 yards. He has a score as well. Cody Kirk has carried the ball 8 times, 36 yards, and has a couple of touchdowns so far on the night. McGee throwing the football pretty good as well. 16 of 21 for 183 yards has spread the football around. Tanner Bleskin, 5 catches for 54. Flock Cutter, 3 catches for 51. Cody Kirk, 2 for 16. And John Ellis, 2 for 9. Brad Daly and Michael Foster lead the way in tackles each tonight with 5. The scoring has been pretty much one-sided with Montana State on the board 6 different times so far tonight. Denarius McGee started it on the opening drive with a 1-yard touchdown run. Montana State went for 2 and got it. Cody Kirk with a 5-yard score. That was the 2nd touchdown of the night, 15-0 at that point. Sean Johnson with a 90-yard touchdown run to make it 22-0. Monmouth finally on the board at the end part of the first quarter with Eric Spillane hitting a 45-yard field goal, make it 22-3. Cody Kirk, a 1-yard touchdown run. Rory Perez, a 26-yard field goal, 32-3, before Craig Ashworth stepped in front of Hill's pass and brought it back 57 yards to make it 39-3. That is where we stand right now. We'll step out here and take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, Eddie rejoins us. He'll talk things over with Greg Viscomi of the Monmouth Athletic Department, and then we'll go through some scores later on as well. Montana State 39, Monmouth 3. We're back in 2 minutes on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here at Bobcat Stadium, we're at halftime, and the number 2, Montana State University Bobcats lead Monmouth 39-3. We're going to steal a few minutes with Assistant Athletic Director at the Monmouth University Athletic Department, Greg Viscomi. Greg follows the football team around. He is their main man when it comes to media relations. And Greg, Matt and I kind of referenced it all broadcast. This is maybe outside of year one of Monmouth football, the most interesting year that the Hawks are ever going to overtake. Obviously, being independent, the toughest schedule that they will ever play up to this point. And it's played that way out through the first 30 minutes. This Montana State team, as good as advertised, I'd say, and then some.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The one thing that everybody knew that this Montana State offense would be able to score with McGee and some of the other weapons they have. But the question mark, or if you can even call it that, was would they be able to replace all the starters on defense that they had lost? And I think that's a resounding yes. They're just doing a great job. I mean, the one positive I can't take out of it, well, 2 positives I can take out of it is Eric Spillane banged a 45-yard field goal, and Julian Hayes has 12 rushes for 100 yards with a long of 40. Outside of that, there's not really anything positive to say after that first half. And Coach Callahan talked all week long, the biggest thing was not to give up big plays. Well, it doesn't get too much bigger than a 90-yard touchdown run. And a couple, you know, a 57-yard interception return and a couple of other big plays.
This team has been, and we said it throughout the broadcast, they're a well-rounded, solid football team. They do things on both sides of the ball well. They're balanced offensively. They hit hard. That's one of the things I noticed. They really arrive at the ball carrier in a very angry fashion. And they just seem to be, you know, every bit what you would expect from the number 2 team in FCS football. And we didn't even talk about Denarius McGee yet, who is just an absolute tactician out there. Not that he's that impressive physically, which he is, but the way he plays the game, Greg, from his mind, when Monmouth blitzed off the right side, he knew the hot receiver right away. He's just a very impressive quarterback.
Yeah, he's terrific, and that's one of the reasons why he's a front runner for the FCS Walter Payton Award. He is a terrific quarterback, and we saw his running ability. You know, he tore off a 49-yard run early in the game, but he really hasn't run that much, and that's pretty much what the coaching staff expected. They knew he wasn't going to pull it down and just run with it. He's going to pull it down. He's going to make time. He's going to wait for an open receiver. They have a bunch of very talented receivers. Find an open receiver and get 8-9 yards, first down yardage, and that's exactly what he's done. They've done a great job. I mean, they've only had to even attempt 6 third downs. They've scored 4 out of 5 times in the red zone. And they're just doing a really good job. And the rushing attack is very good, too. Cody Kirk, he's as good as advertised. I mean, I think he's very close. If not, he is, I believe, now the all-time leading running back touchdown leader here at Montana State. So I don't really know what Coach Callahan can really do at this point, 39-3. As good as I think the Monmouth offense is, and they are very good, I'm not sure that they have the ability to come back from a 39-3 deficit. But even if they did, there's the bigger problem of stopping the Montana State offense.
39-3 here at halftime, Bobcat Stadium. This the first game of the 21st season of football here at Monmouth University. And, Greg, it kicks off an early season stretch that is absolutely, well, it's brutal from one standpoint, but if you're a Monmouth fan and a Monmouth supporter, it's incredibly challenging. And I think a lot of people like that, the press associated with what Monmouth has gotten playing this team. And then next week, playing at a Liberty team that gave Kent State, an 11-win team from a season ago at the FBS level, all they could handle before ultimately falling late. And these first couple of games, and Lehigh at home, are really, really marquee matchups.
Yeah, they definitely will define how this team comes back. And Monmouth will get the ball here coming out in the second half. And they've got to put a drive together. And, you know, it's not all is lost. Like I said, it's very difficult to come back from here. If you're playing the number two team in the country who, you know, if North Dakota State wasn't as good and back-to-back repeat champions, they might be number one. And I'm very impressed by what I see, but you're absolutely right about this schedule. Next week, Liberty is going to be a difficult task as well. They're going to have to come out, and they're going to have to put this game behind them. They have to put the first half behind them. You know, we've seen it before. You know, a couple years ago, the Hawks played a Joe Flacco-led Delaware team, and it was 42-7 at halftime. And you know what? That was the final score. Now, there are some subs coming in and everything else, but the bottom line is that Monmouth played into a scoreless second half, and I think that's what they're going to want to look for. I'm sure Coach Bobick and Coach Callahan and Coach Van Zyl will come up with some halftime schemes. I think one thing that actually, amazingly, and I think this is a credit to the Bobcat coaching staff, is the protection got awful in the second quarter. You know, the first quarter was a little rough. You know, Mike McClafferty dropped a couple balls he probably should have caught, and there were a couple overthrows by Hill, probably first game jitters. You know, it's a big stadium, a loud stadium. Then in the second quarter, I don't know what happened. Monmouth couldn't block anybody. We couldn't block anybody. So we're definitely going to have to control the clock, which is something that we talked about all week long. It's really not getting a lot of three and outs, and I think that's gotten a little bit better. But they're really just going to have to build on this game and get ready for Liberty after the final 30 minutes here is over.
And, Greg, as we speak with Greg Viscomi, assistant AD, Monmouth University Athletics, with Monmouth trailing Montana State 39-3, let's step out from the football mold for a second and again, take a look at the overall picture. This is the first football game of the year. We know the women's soccer team began things with a 1-0 win over Delaware. Men's soccer on the road this weekend.
One tonight, too, women's soccer.
The women's soccer improves to 2-0. Yeah, there you go. Men's soccer on the road at North Carolina, at Wake Forest this weekend. Haven't been down there in a couple years. Back in 07, they beat the Tar Heels. Field hockey getting underway as well. So things full swing here for the 2013 fall season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Coach Joe Compagni's got his first meet of the season on Saturday at home, in quotes. And we know that he's going to do a great job. And it's an exciting time. We're entering the MAC in all other sports. And women's soccer, I believe, was picked third. And men's soccer was picked to win it. So, you know, going to really, really, really good time to be around. Fall is always an exciting time. You know, we have fall sports and football and the success that soccer's have had in the past and even field hockey, you know, playing in three straight NEC championships, which now will be the MAC championships. And now you lead in, then you're leading to basketball, and everybody's excited for the Rice/Palmateer eras to continue. Year three is when you usually start to see these coaches make their real mark on the programs. And then in the spring, you know, you got a ton of great sports. So the fall is really exciting, and it's going to be a great time for Monmouth Athletics competing in the MAC. And football will be just fine. You know, this is the best team they've ever played, you know, top to bottom. And sometimes things don't go exactly your way when you're breaking in new players, and that's exactly what the Hawks are doing. If you look at that linebacking core, there's guys who have never been on the field before for them that are playing today. Tyler Thompson, John Sikowski, Tom Winters got in the game. So, you know, they're just going to have to keep playing and keep plugging along, and that's really all I got to say.
Well, Greg, I appreciate a few of your minutes here at the half. Follow what Greg's doing, all his doings. Which Twitter are you tweeting from right now?
MU Hawks FB. Unfortunately, the Big Sky Network had some bugs in their free broadcast. You know, that's sometimes the dangers of giving things away for free. You're not in a rush to fix them because nobody's on the hook. So I was getting lots of angry texts and tweets and emails from people. We're on the road. We don't tweet on the road. We don't stream on the road. That's the home team. So you can always follow along on Twitter, MU Hawks FB, and listen right here, I would say, on the Shore Sports Network for two of the best in the biz.
Well,
that's for sure.
Very much appreciated. Again, follow Greg's progress today, MU Hawks FB, on Twitter, and read his game story on GoMUHawks.com. Greg, thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you, Eddie.
We'll take a 60-second timeout, bring it right back here to the booth. I'll be rejoined by Matt Harmon with Monmouth trailing Montana State 39-3. 60-second timeout right here on the Shore Sports Network.